This episode is brought to you by us and our new sketch comedy hour, Drem, hitting stages globally now. Book at tour.auntiedonna.com.
A Listener production.
Welcome to the thrilling conclusion of American Mark Mac 2, which is a court procedural, like the second series of Broadchurch. If you want to see the visuals, head to the Auntie Donna Club powered by Patreon. And a huge thank you to our mate Demi for coming and doing this with us. An absolute champion. He's not in Australia anymore, but check him out on Dropout.
Yeah.
Changing the way people consume comedy all around the world. Absolutely fantastic. Or on the 21st of September.
Yeah. Also on Dropout, but, you know, on the 21st. Just, or any other day, really.
Yeah, hell yeah. Watching that video.
Yeah.
Enjoy the episode. Here it is now.
You're listening to the Auntie Donna Podcast, the greatest fucking podcast in the world. Brother Mike and Zach and sometimes some guests. We hope you enjoy the motherfucking podcast.
Hear ye. Welcome to Bread Court. I am the judge of Bread Court, here to decide the greatest bread. In the one corner, we have American Mark, Mark II, here to defend American bread.
I gotta stand up for my people and my food.
On the other corner, we've got Broden Mark, Mark I, here to defend Australian bread.
You're Mark?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. You're Broden Mark.
Oh, Broden Mark, yeah.
Here to defend Australian bread. Hello, Broden, how are you?
I'm a simple man, but the bread of Australia must be defended and have its day in court.
Okay.
By the way, are you across the mushroom lady?
No, what's the mushroom lady?
Oh, it's full on, man. Yeah, full on.
Oh, wait. The trial.
Yeah.
Yes, I am. I can't believe how big of a thing this is here, man. That I've talked about it in every city I've gone to.
The mushroom lady.
The mushroom lady, yeah.
What y'all think? She guilty?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. let us begin the trial. I gotta be honest with you, I decided this as I started doing the voice and the tone.
Zach loves playing a judge.
It's my favorite thing to do.
Put yourself in a position of power, and then it's like, you now.
Yeah, it's very true. You don't have to generate much.
Is there something on the table that you can use as a gavel?
Oh, I do need a gavel.
Copy a speed racer.
I will now use my speed racer gavel. Does someone want to talk?
Your Honor.
Enough of this talk. It is time now to have the bread. Now, I don't know how this works as a court case. This is really the issue here.
Yeah.
I guess one of you has, all right, here's what it is. Broda Kelly, you are on trial for libel for saying Australian bread is better. American Mark, Mark II.
Surely not, though. Like, I haven't said anything bad about American bread.
Well, you just said that Australian bread is better, and I decided to sue you for that.
Look, if you want to get anything about American-Australian bed, that's fine by me. Because I would say American bed is better than Australian bed.
American bed is, not to talk about monarchy again, but, you know, there's queens and kings and twins.
Yeah.
And so I feel like all bed is technically British beds.
I'll allow this bed talk.
Thank you.
That it is relevant.
Sustained.
Sustained.
I just feel like you have things like comforters.
We do. You guys don't have comforters here?
What is a comforter?
Just a quilt, I think.
Oh, right. What's the... Sometimes I get into it...
different...
Like a duvet cover?
Right. Yeah. Okay, we got doonas, yeah. But like...
We call them doonas.
Doonas?
Yeah. It's an Australian... Say that with an Australian accent.
Doonas.
Yeah.
every word you have, we've made it a little bit sillier.
I like that.
Doona.
Like, I wear a lot of overalls and people are like, those are great dungarees. And I'm always just like, that's a much better sounding... It just sounds more playful.
What do you say?
Overalls.
We sometimes say overalls, but sometimes we say dungarees.
I feel like overalls feels very like working class, and dungarees feels like a little baby that you dress up in dungarees.
Sounds like it would be in your constitution. So
yes.
It's like we are a pants overall for all.
Yeah, it's very literal. It's like it's over
it is
everything.
Overall, because I think dungarees are overalls that with shorts.